I don't think I've ever had a week when all my articles would be connected by the same theme. This week was exceptional. Not that I had to write about the same event or topic over and over again, but I got to explore something unique and at the same time as diverse as it can be from different perspectives. Everything you'll find in this week's paper under my name is indeed about hobbies. Some of my stories, like the ones about Lego and model engineering shows or Quilt Guild, are straightforward about people's specific interests. Others, like the one about the Blue Arrow business or the story of the resurrected Combine, are about how people's hobbies and passions brought them to some new turns in their lives or just something exciting. Preparing this week's paper, I got to talk to several different hobbyists, and what a delight it was. I could see the sparks in their eyes light up when I asked about what they do. Exhibitors at the Estevan Model Engineering Show probably have told their stories and stories of their models at least a dozen times just on that day by the time I came to talk to them. But they were as enthusiastic explaining to me what it was on their display, how and why they built it, and much more. It wasn't the first time I thought that people who have a hobby are indeed very interesting, in most cases more interesting than those who don't have one. The Lego show participant I talked to had stories and experiences to share. She even had a special term, probably more than one, that developed out of not just her hobby, but her current specific interest within the hobby. Her Lego show build for this year had a lot of little trees, and she said it's really tricky to transport it as a lot of treat astrophes occur when you try to box fragile constructions. The knowledge people with hobbies have is specialized, often niche, but also deep. Many of those who I met this week said they were happy to share their expertise with others interested in it. When I asked what people like about what they do, a common response was the opportunity to teach. Some Heart and Hands Quilt Guild members said that part of what's been keeping them in the group for years was the prospect to share their knowledge with others, help them progress in something they all were passionate about, and celebrate that growth together. Model engineers told me many times that one of the best things about their hobby is the community, where they all help each other learn more about their shared interests. Hobbies also are known as a great stress relief tool, as they keep you engaged in something you enjoy. Brian Wenzel, who brought back his father's combine, told me that he just loves combining and the big machines themselves. Fixing them and harvesting is something he does on the side of his full-time job. It's something that makes him excited and happy. While for some people it's hard work, for him it's his stress relief. For the Jocelyns of the Blue Arrow Acres, gardening for years has been their hobby, their happy time after work and their retreat. That passion stimulated them to keep the acres growing and eventually start sharing the results further. Like with other hobbies, they wanted to learn more and were fast on sharing advice and deep knowledge when asked. There are a lot of pros to having a hobby. Hobbies also help us become more patient, keep our brain working and our personalities growing. Hobbies allow for socialization and building bonds, increase our confidence as we gradually become real specialists in something. They help reduce boredom and develop new skills. Quite often hobbies may enrich life and give a new perspective on things. Hobbies challenge us and make us more resilient without any real risks or extra stress. And at the end, a good constructive hobby can help with bad habits and procrastination. If you have a hobby that keeps you happy, chances drop that you'll be wasting your time doing nothing or something not so good for yourself. Hobbies are indeed great and so different from other types of interests and passions we have in life. Sometimes it seems that it's hard to find one, but the reality is you just have to start trying and there are people who'd help. I guess what blew me this week was how many interesting and engaged people we have here. So if you would like to try some hobby, but don't know where to start, just ask someone around what their hobby is. I'm sure they'll share their passion.